How can you say you're not working for the government of Kuwait?
Our client was Citizens for a Free Kuwait. Our checks came from Citizens for a Free Kuwait.
Well, that's just
no information about the source of their funding.
That funding had one purpose, to get a lethargic American public to support intervention and a war against Iraq.
And so the efforts were, what is it that we can do to emotionally motivate people to support actions through the UN or otherwise to drive them out?
Dee Alsop works for a company called the Worthland Group, which was hired by Hill and Knowlton to see how well the campaign was doing. He told the CBC that he selected response groups to measure the impact on Americans of the players in the Gulf crisis. He does the same thing for Pepsi-Cola.
We give them each a little device. It's about the size of their hand, in which they can say whether or not they're reacting favorably or unfavorably to what's being said. And across the screen is a line that goes up and down depending on whether Americans are agreeing with what the president's saying or disagreeing. And we use that to identify the messages that really resonate emotionally with the American people. So we would get like the Kuwaiti ambassador and things that he would say, and we would be able to go back to him the next day and say, out of your 30 things that you said in a half hour speech, here are the three things that work really well, that really hit a responsive chord in the American public.
Armed with those electronic cords, Hill and Knowlton went into, in quotes, the news business, feeding daily video handouts they called video news releases to networks and local stations, the most resonant of which was Nayira.
I could not help but think of my nephew, who, if born premature, might have died that day as well.
Committee co-chairman Porter now feels her story had no particular effect.
I think her testimony, while it was very emotional, was in the nature of the entire day's hearing, was very, very small portion of what was said. It might have lasted 5 or 10 minutes at the most out of a 4-hour hearing. There were many, many witnesses who testified to atrocities equally as bad.
Ransacked their houses and tortured neighbors and friends.
John MacArthur thinks that, true or not, Nayira's story made an enormous difference.
When the Kuwaitis hire Hill and Knowlton to represent their interests, to get to argue the case for military intervention, Hill and Knowlton desperately needs a defining moment, a defining atrocity, something that is so emotional that the American people will not be able to ignore the plight of Kuwait. And Nayira and the baby incubator story provide that defining moment.
Hill and Knowlton is by far the biggest, most influential PR firm in Washington. They represent everything from Nintendo to Toyota cars, and for a time, Adnan Khashoggi and BCCI. But countries with a PR problem are their specialty. Their clients include Indonesia, Turkey, and China. Their critics accuse them of being an unelected shadow government, able to influence, if not make, policy. Access is everything. Craig Fuller, who until last week was president of Hill and Knowlton, was George Bush's chief of staff when he was vice president.
I was involved in President Bush's campaign. I've also been involved in President Reagan's campaign. And this was like a campaign in every sense of the word.
He needed no introduction to the administration.
My relationships there kind of continue, even having left the government. And I think almost spontaneously, as the Kuwaitis were talking to us, we were also talking to the people in the administration to find out how we could be supportive with respect to the president's program.
The program was to go to war, and the decision to go was a close one. In the Senate, the war resolution passed by 5 votes, and incidentally, 6 senators referred to the baby incubator story as a reason to go to war. The story may not have made the difference, but no one can doubt its impact on both the Senate and the House.
Now is the time to check the aggression of this ruthless dictator whose troops have bayoneted pregnant women and have ripped babies from their incubators in Kuwait.
If in July 1990, Iraq had come to Hill and Knowlton and said, look, there are going to be some big events out here in the Gulf, and we want to take you people on to tell our story, you would have done it, correct?
No, Helen Knowlton, I would never say that. We have a committee that reviews potential clients.
And what would have been your recommendation?
I don't know.
America would most likely have gone to war without witnessing Nair's testimony. The troubling part of the story is the belief by the public relations industry that with enough access, enough money, and knowing which buttons to push, war can be marketed, just like soft drinks and toothpaste.